Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about some things communities and counties and some private enterprise folks have done to share services.
Exactly. We're releasing a study this week that looks at four examples of places around the state where local units of government, even private organizations, have gotten together to create collaboratives to figure out better ways to provide services to the public at a lower cost.
What are some examples of the services that are able to be shared?
Well, one really good example was what they did up in the Brainerd area about 10 years ago or so. The school superintendent realized that this internet thing was really going to happen. You know, it's up and coming. And the students needed internet access outside of Brainerd in their homes. But he found, you know, that with the provider that was providing services in the city of Brainerd, they weren't all that interested in providing good service. So he got together with the city and with Crow Wing County and with a local phone provider who served outside of Brainerd. And they worked very hard for quite a while and finally were able to come up with a collaborative solution to provide very good service to the school district and to the Brainerd area.
So more of a broadband service, faster downloads.
Exactly.
What are some other examples of services that can be shared?
Well, another example is the Prime West Purchasing Program, where several counties got together to form a pool to be able to get better services and better prices for products that the counties needed in the process of providing health and human services that counties are responsible for. And so they found that when they banded together, they could get better economies of scale, basically. The thing that the study found, though, was that when we were doing collaboratives like this, it really ran into lots of roadblocks. It's not easy getting, you know, several jurisdictions together like that and to cooperate. There's lots of rules and regulations. And there are a lot of people who are just plain concerned about, you know, what's going to happen with this new option? What happens if we fail? Will people lose their jobs if we do put this in place? And things like that. And so the study really outlines some of, you know, what I would call core skills when it comes to putting together collaboratives, and that's communication, building trust, and really being patient and persistent, because these processes can really take years to actually get the outcome that people are looking for.
Indeed. Well, that's an interesting study, and that will actually be published online at ruralmn.org.
Right.
All right. Look forward to that. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.